While we live in an age of a demand for instant information that satisfies a short attention span that path limits needed understanding, which results in literally everything from disrespect to violent battles. In the Jewish faith, we're in the midst of what are called the High Holy Days of Rosh Hashanah, which is just past, and Yom Kippur, which is just to be. With us now to explain the significance of these holidays, from Shabbat of Sussex County is Rabbi Mendel Dubov. Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, Chris. Lovely to be back with you.
Likewise to have you here. JewishSussex.com is the website for Shabbat of Sussex County. And, well, real fast, since we're unfortunately late to the party of Rosh Hashanah, that was September 13th through the 15th. My understanding, it's the name means head of the year. Is that technically a new year, or is it the turning of the page to get to the new year?
Well, it's interesting. We don't call Rosh Hashanah the beginning of the year or any other title. We call it the head of the year. And that's really with a purpose to understand that the beginning of the year is really the nerve center of the year. It's the way that we establish ourselves. That's the beginning, much like the way things go on in the head are the way things go in the body. Same way, as best as we establish ourselves spiritually in the beginning of the year, this sets the tone for the entire year.
And in a way, it means it's the call to, not that hopefully in faith you don't lose it during the year, but just to reaffirm your connection to God and God's connection to you.
Well, yes, that is really the beginning of everything, and that's why we do focus on that in the beginning of the year. It is the reaffirmation of our commitment to God and, in turn, God's commitment to us. And that's therefore the time where we begin a period of 10-day of examination and of best ed return, of refocusing, of coming back to where we really belong, which culminates in Yom Kippur, which is 10 days after Rosh Hashanah, the 10th day of the month of Tishrei, which is the most sacred day in the Jewish calendar, which is wholly and solely focused on the Hebrew word teshuvah, teshuvah meaning return, returning to who we really are, and in turn, God returning to us in that sense.
Doing some studying of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the various aspects of it, and this coming from a non-denominational Christian, where when I go to worship, it's the Bible, my pastor, and me. There's a lot of ceremony, and from everything from the blowing of the shofar to the diet, or with Yom Kippur, the lack of diet, with fasting and everything, people look at that as an amusement side almost, or as the lighter side. But in fact, aren't all those elements of the ceremony eons of tradition still being maintained today?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, one could look at this from many perspectives. One could look at it, as you mentioned, from the historical traditional perspective. These are things which we've been doing for 3,328 years, going back to Sinai, continually year after year. But even deeper than that, this really touches upon something which is an extremely big subject in Judaism, which is the meaning and the value of what people might call ritual, or doing things, or acting a certain way, or not doing a certain thing. And in a nutshell, it is that, you know, we cannot forge ourselves, our connection to God, however spiritual, however elevated we may feel, or we may think we do feel. That doesn't really forge any connection from the finite to the infinite. There's an abyss which divides the finite and the infinite, infinitely distant from each other. And therefore, it's really those things that God tells us to do, whether it is blowing the shofar Rosh Hashanah, or fasting on Yom Kippur, or the kosher laws, or the laws of the Shabbat, or the laws of any other kind of mitzvah, commandment that we have. Those are really the things that will forge and make that connection, because it is only He that can reach down to us and make that connection. And those connections don't therefore have to be with anything sublime, because to Him, the sublime and the mundane are equal. It is a question of what He wants. It's a question of what He desires and asks of us that really makes the connection from Him to us and from us to Him.
Or to bring it down to one word, which I think is universal, it's a matter of faith.
Well, yes, faith, yes and no, I would say. Faith is something that exists in the heart and the mind, And that is definitely something which is the bedrock of pretty much everything. But then it gets down to action. One actually has to do the things what we need to do or not do the things that we are not to do. Many people are very good in their faith, but when it comes to practice, when it comes to, you know, actually doing what they need to do or not doing what they don't need to do, it's in the heart. It's good enough when it's in the heart. It's good enough when it's in the mind. The answer is no, not really. Whatever exists in our hearts and our minds only goes that far and will not reach the ultimate, will not reach God himself. It's listening. It's being obedient, if you'd like. It's a bad word today, but actually doing what we're told is where it's all at.
Rabbi Mendel Dubois from Shabbat of Sussex County, JewishSussex.com on the web, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Or as Jesus says in the New Testament, when you see someone on the ground in need, which do you think will be more for them, to walk by them and say, I'm praying for you, bless you, may things go well for you, and you continue to walk on? Or do you wrap them in your cloak and make them warm on a cold night through the actions?
Yeah, that's pretty much the idea. It gets, however, interesting when it comes not just between man and his fellow, but between man and God. You know, people readily understand the ideas of helping your fellow, being a generous, charitable, etc. But then sometimes when you get to the mitzvahs, as we call them, the commandments, as we call them, which exist between man and God, and people sometimes say, well, you know, this is a relationship between God and the human being, must be relegated to the spiritual, must be relegated to that which is, sublime. Does it really get down to those rituals, to those things we need to do? And as I mentioned before, yes, it really does, because that's what the way we feel, the way we can forge a connection only goes that far. It's really what he asks of us is what really makes that connection.
And on the calendar, Yom Kippur, September 22nd, 23rd, and this is, as the rabbi referred to, the holiest day of the year, and a basis for which, in part, Leviticus 16:30, for on this day he will forgive you to purify you, that you be cleansed from all your sins before God. And for someone who is a Christian, even Catholic, that sounds like a yearly atonement and asking for forgiveness, absolution, whatever you choose to, where people, certainly in the Christian belief, feel that I've proclaimed my faith to God, I'm walking in faith. That's a one and done situation. Where's the difference?
Well, I'm not sure about the difference, but the way we do things as Jews is that penitence, atonement, return, repentance, all those things are something which are ongoing. We actually, in our prayers on a daily basis, ask for forgiveness. We resolve to do better if we did something that day that we shouldn't have done, or even just in general, just resolving to be one step closer to where we should be. However, there are those times in the year where that comes out in all its intensity. If you wanted the time of year to do so, and Yom Kippur is the day when we spend the entire day doing that, and on a spiritual level, it's God, as you mentioned, says in the Torah, in the five books of Moses, that it's going to be on that particular day, and that it will be the most opportune time, probably the best word, the most opportune time, the best time to resolve to do better, and it will work, and atonement will be granted from above in that sense.
And part of the obedience to the day is fasting. And, you know, with various people and various health causes, everything from medical afflictions to pregnancy, are there allowances made where someone can still be true to the observation of Yom Kippur and the ceremony, and still obviously place their personal health as part of the consideration of what they can and can't do?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, there is a rule within Judaism that just about every commandment is trumped when it comes to a question of life and death, other than a very few cases. But Yom Kippur is one of them, and that if there's any question of personal risk to someone's life, then we abrogate the fast, and it's actually a commandment that they must eat on that day. But then again, not everybody can take the law into their own hands. If some of these obviously has diabetes or a similar condition, they're obviously absolved from fasting. They should not fast. But somebody who may come down with a a headache or not feel well, that's usually a question which the Code of Jewish Law deals with extensively, and a competent rabbi should be consulted. There is an option in some cases of eating a small amount, like a teaspoon or something, every 10 minutes roughly, but this is not something that could be ruled upon on a radio show as much, but do consult a competent rabbi.
Absolutely, as always. And it's really interesting to learn about other faiths because, strangely enough, it draws you, if it is a different faith, it actually draws you closer to an understanding of your faith as well. And it also provokes unity and understanding and respect, which certainly we are in need of in a great deal of locations, both domestically and certainly internationally. And to learn more about the programs and the services during the High Holy Days from Shabbat of Sussex County, the website is jewishsussex.com. We've been joined this morning by Rabbi Mendel Duboff. Rabbi, best of holidays to you, to your family. Thank you so much, as always, for educating all of us and for being here this morning.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure, as always.